It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father God, we just thank you this evening as we gather again on this prayer line to meet you, God, because we know that you have a right now word that will release your people from bondage. I thank you that you're opening our ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, to open our eyes to see what the Spirit of God is doing, and to open our heart that, God, we will receive and make a change in our lives today, God. Your word is powerful, and I thank you that the right now word will go out and make a change, God, that you'll begin to speak to these carnal minds and these carnal spirits to come into a place of hope. Holiness, God, that will come to a place of repentance, God, that we may be able to reach this lost and dying world. The hour is short and time is at hand. We need a word right now that's forever changing and that will bring forth a transformation. I pray that, God, you have your way as we continue to agree on your true and living word. We bind and rebuke the devourer that would try to take away what the enemy, what God is trying to give to us, and God will give to us if we open up to receive. We thank you that the blood is over this prayer time and that, God, you'll give us a word that will be transforming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember that there are now 5 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. Is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line. The number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, and that's in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen to The Word Going Forth Live every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. The number again is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer. The P.O. Box number is 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our Pastor Smith. Just a special announcement, we want to say again, the Full Gospel House of Prayer will be sponsoring Coats for Kids through Kohler Elementary, also in North Highlands, California. Praise God for that. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His word, and His works. Also, remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. Thank God and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. We don't have a testimony. Yes?
Pastor Smith, this is Penny. This is Penny. I just wanted to make one more announcement. We'd like to continue to encourage people to send in prayer requests to be prayed over. They can also email. The email address is fghprayer@yahoo.com. fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's it.
Thank you. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I have a testimony. This is Sister Cece. My testimony is on the news, it's been a gentleman that was locked up for about 17 years for killing his child. Actually, a mistake. He dropped the baby. And so on the news, they showed that he has been released. Well, I know his mother personally, just to make a long story short. My testimony to that is I witnessed that mother speak openly, saying that her son was going to be released, and I watched the hand of God actually work. And he was he had a life sentence. So that was just miraculous to me, watching God's hand at work like that. So that's my testimony.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Psalms 103, verse 20? Psalms 105, verses 17 through 19. And the last book is Mark 11, the 24th chapter. Again, Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalms 105, verses 17 through 19. And Mark the 11th chapter, the 24th verse. Those three books. When everyone get those three books, please, please say amen, so we can come together with this word, please.
Amen.
Praise amen. The Lord. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We need your anointing to breathe upon this word, to bring life to it. And we thank you by faith, O Father, that the Spirit of the Lord, the breath of God, will breathe his anointing and life will come to this word by faith in Jesus' name. This is a word to encourage those that's waiting, believing God for manifestation. We are almost at the end of the year, and we come into a new year. And this word is encouraging to you that's in a place that know it's your time. And this word is the topic. The word of God needs to be received. It needs to be received. When you receive the word, you have to receive it by faith, to accept it by faith, to take possession of that word by faith, to take ownership of that word by faith. That word that God has given you, it controls your destiny. You must take ownership of it. And so that's what Sister Cece was saying. This woman took ownership of the word. So when you pray, you ask and you believe, you have to receive it. The word of God have to be received. You have to totally take hold of it, no matter what is going on in your life. And we're going to see this by the word of God tonight. And many people, they receive just for a few minutes. And when things begin to get cloudy in their lives, when things begin to get in a place where there's a cloudy spirit, where there's some gloomy or blurred in your life, you got to see the stars through the clouds, people of God. I've learned to see stars through the clouds. That means when everything around me is cloudy, the Spirit of God enabled me to see stars through the clouds. And that's something only God can do for you. Because things going to get cloudy. Because when God give you a great promise, that means a test going to come. And great faith bring about tests. You're greatly tested when you have that type of faith. And so many people think it's all about them, a selfish spirit. No, when there's a transition in your life, it's a big picture, saints of God. It's not about self. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about neighbors. It's about relatives. What God will do just through you and what he has for you, he will bring things in a place of repair for many people. He will bring improved condition for many people. It's not just about self. And so many times we put God in a box and so limit him. But this is a word tonight to encourage you. When there is something great, a transformation in your life, is to be an embetterment for many, not just for you, yourself, and your little group or your family. And so we're going to see it by the word of God that when there is something great in your life and the Spirit of God would allow you to see stars through the cloud, because clouds going to come. Things going to get foggy and there's going to be things blur which bring a depressed spirit over you and which is things are unclear. But in spite of all of that, God is faithful. So what you have to do, you have to encourage yourself and see the stars through the cloud And what happened? You begin to see manifestation because you and I are going to be tested. Our character is going to be tested. We're going to be tested to see if we're going to stand and hold on under pressure and under stress. We're going to go through these things. But what's so beautiful about this, as we're being tested, we are being examined by the eyes of God. It's not about people examining you. It's about the eyes of God. And he's looking to see what you are made out of, what we are made out of. And so many people have a game of talking, and but then when it comes to the real pressure of testing, they fall apart. They don't stand. They don't hold on. At the moment when there's a great breakthrough, when they're under pressure, they fall apart. But your character, our characters are being tested as we go through trials. And so that's why I'm encouraging you, when there's a cloud in your mind's eye, I am encouraging you to see the stars tonight. Because when you begin to see the stars, no one around you, nobody will come and try to make you see things cloudy. It will not work. You got to see that thing illuminated in your spirit. You got to see that thing bright and shining in your spirit. That's what seeing something when it's cloudy. You're seeing the stars in spite of the clouds. And we're going to see a man of God. When things was cloudy, he looked at it with the star of God in his eyes. Psalm 105. Verses 17 through 19, please.
Okay. 105. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him.
This is about Joseph. It wasn't just about Joseph, it was about his whole family. And we know the story. Joseph was tested greatly because there was great transformation. Was not just going to come in Joseph's life, but for many people. That's why I'm encouraging you. Take the limits off of God and not be selfish about things. Selfish people are impaired. Selfish people's lives don't improve. But Joseph's life improved because God used him for a nation. He used him for a people, for the family of God. And this man went through the fire. His character was tested. His character was tested in all areas. He was under stress, but he held on through all the pressure that he had to go through. He stood fast. He didn't talk a game and didn't walk the plank. He stood by the power of God because his character was being examined because he had a great work that God had purposed Joseph to do. There are you out there that God has great works inside of you that have been purposed by God for you to do, not just for you, but for many people. And you may be going through tests right now. Joseph went through these tests. You may be going through some trials right now, and things may appear to be cloudy for you. But you got to see the stars through the cloud. No matter what Joseph went through, Joseph believed the God of Israel. He did not change under stress and under pressure. He didn't give in. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't say forget it. His character was tested. Our character is being tested not by humans, because humans have flaws in them, but by a perfect God who is examining us for this purpose that we're going into right now. You have a purpose by God. You that God has given a great word to. You're going through great tests tonight, and I'm encouraging you, because when you stand and you don't throw in the towel and you don't let people bring that cloud over your life and you see the stars instead of the cloudy stuff coming out of their mouth or the thing they're predicting or the thing they're wishing on you, you're seeing stars in spite of the haze around your life, in spite of the gloominess, in spite of the overcast, in by the things that's unclear to you, because God showed us in parts. He didn't give Joseph the whole picture. He gave Joseph parts. He gave Joseph part of a dream. He didn't show Joseph the whole thing that he was going through, but he showed Joseph that I'm going to use you greatly. But he didn't tell him about the clouds. God don't tell us about the clouds, saints of God. That's where our characters are being tested. That's what God is saying, what we are made out of. If you're truly after the heart of God, if you truly is at a place where you say, thy will be done. That's what Joseph said. He was wanting the will of God in his heart, saints of God. And so there were clouds all around him, and there were things that came against him. But yet, he stood fast and not moved. I'm encouraging you tonight to stand faithful to God under pressure and stress. What happened? God enabled you to stay. God was Joseph enabled. He enabled him to stand. And God has spoken great things into your life. And this is a time of breakthrough. And you must receive the word by faith, saints of God. You must see it as done by faith in Jesus' name. And I don't care how many cloudy situations come in your life. I'm encouraging you to see the stars tonight. Psalm 103 and 20, please.
Blessed be the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
This is about angels. Angels obey God's word. Angels carry out the commands of God's word. They do exactly what God tells them to do according to what God's will in your life. You have angels around you. And when God sent out a word, the word of God, the angel obey God's word, carrying out his will according to his pleasure for your life. Joseph had angels around him. You have angels around you. And these angels are working on the behalf of God's will, carrying out his word, his command over your life. So you're not alone, saints of God. The angels of God are working on your behalf because they're obeying the commands of God concerning you tonight. This is what Psalms 103 and 20 said. And so angels are encamped around about you tonight. Angels are there because God said they hearken to obey God's word. So whatever God tells them to do concerning you, they have to what? Do it. They are commanded to do it. And this is a word tonight to encourage you. I don't care how cloudy it may appear. I don't care what you are going through. I don't care how things seem to be going on and on. This is a word to encourage you. This happened with Joseph. But what happened with Joseph? He became prime minister over the Egyptian goods. God had tested this man's character. And this man was faithful. This man did not give in. God has great plans for your life. There's great things he has purposed for you to do in this hour in the earth I'm talking about. He has, and you may be going through something tonight, but this word is to encourage you. You are to stand in the strength of the Lord, not in your strength, because our strength is small, but in the strength of the Lord. Because when God commands his strength to take you over, you are strengthened. And we're going to look again in Mark 11:24, please.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
This is when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it already, taken possession of it, and it will be given whatever God has desired for you. You and I must take it by faith, saints of God. Take possession of it. Take ownership of it. You got to cling to it. It's concerning your destiny tonight. And God has great plans for your destiny tonight. I've seen so many people start off good. The word of God said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. There's so many people don't see the end of a matter because they give up. They throw in the towel. They don't stand. Under stress and under pressure, they break apart. They let it go. And God cannot bless an individual like that because you're not trustworthy. Joseph was trustworthy. His character. God examined this man. He was trustworthy. It's like people with families. How they just give up on each other. Just throw in the towel. Just throw people away like they're waste products. And then you look around. The Spirit of God has done something supernatural in that individual. When we have given up, God do not give up on us. He do not throw us away like we're dirty water. He will cleanse us by the washing of his word and make us perfected in his sight so we can do what he will for us in the earth. It's time for you and I to stand in the strength of God, saints of God. I'm encouraging you tonight because God has great plans in your destiny, as he did with Joseph. God had a great plan for Joseph, and he showed him as a youth. Now, he didn't tell him all the ins and outs of it. He's not going to tell you and I all the ins and outs. We have to trust God. And as we're trusting God, we're being built. We're being made strong. We're being placed into a place where God can trust us like an automobile or something they put out. They don't just throw it out for the consumers to buy. They test that product. They test and make sure that that product is what it is, that it holds up, that that product is well built, that that product can do exactly what it was designed to do. That's what you and I are. We are children of the Most High God. We are instrument in the hands of God for his purpose in the earth. And so he's not going to throw us out to put us over something great when our character is not in that place. We're going to go to a place of refinery, saints of God. And when you are refined by God, I don't care what comes or what goes in your life, God knows you made out of what he has placed in you, his spirit, that's going to keep you and support you. So what you do, you hold on, you hold on, you hold on, and what happens? You receive all the benefits that God has for you. That's what people that's successful, they receive all the benefits. Successful people don't give up. They hold on. Even though sometimes their company is not flourishing at the time, they just don't close the door. They stand. They stand. And things change in their companies. And their company becomes successful. Because what's inside of them, they're not losers. They're winners. God wants us to be encouraged tonight. We're not losers. The word of God says in Revelation, we are winners. And this is a word to encourage you. The clouds are going to come. I'm not going to paint a picture that's not real. That's how an artist does on his canvas. He may have to erase and do something else, but he don't throw that canvas in the garbage. That picture, that canvas, a real picture is formed. But that artist may have to change things around many times before we see a real picture. And then we'll look at the canvas, it looks confusing. It looks like, what is that? But that artist know what He wanted to bring out on that canvas. We are the canvas of God, saints of God. And he's doing something so beautiful. He's making a beautiful picture that right now it may look cloudy to you. It may look gloomy to you. I'm talking about the picture tonight. It may be looking in a place where it's unclear to you and things are foggy, but not. But God see God see the whole picture. He has already viewed it before you became saints of God. And that's how artists is. He has in his mind what he wants to place on that canvas. God have you on his mind tonight, saints of God. I'm encouraging you to see the stars through the cloud. And what happened? Manifestation. Everything God predicted over Joseph's life came to pass. It came to pass. And he was a blessing to a nation, not just himself in Egypt. He was a blessing to a nation. We got to get out of the box. We got to get the big picture tonight. When God has something in your destiny that's so great, it seems like the stars is not shining any longer. It seems like things get clouded. But in spite of all of that, you have to meditate on his word. You must get a vision in your mind's eye. And you got to see that thing coming out the way God desired for you. You got to see the stars tonight. And this is the word to encourage somebody tonight that's been faithful. And God is building your character tonight. I'm encouraging you to stand and hold on. And God's going to give you strength through the pressure and through the pressure and distress that you're going through. Through the things may appear like an overcast in your life right now. Through the things that blur and you can't seem to see. It was blurred for Joseph. Seemed like every door he went through, it became darker and darker. But he did not stop. He did not stop trusting the great I am. He did not stop trusting God. And character was being built up in him to do some fabulous thing for God's people. Because he was a man that believed God under pressure. So I'm encouraging somebody tonight that business is not going to fail. That family is not going to fall apart. Your health is going to come back. Your needs are going to be met. You are going to pay your bills. Those things you're waiting on shall manifest. Because this word tonight is encouraging you that you're seeing the stars right now. And whenever somebody try to bring a cloud in your life, you're going to cast that imagination down. You're going to bring that thing in submission to Jesus. You don't have to do it with your mouth. You do it in your mind. The word of God is in your heart. In your heart, you begin to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring every thought in submission to the will of God for your life. That means you can't disappear off the earth. And there are clouded people going to come in your life. But you have the authority through the word of God. We just read that in Psalms 103. You can command that thing in Jesus' name. You can cast out that imagination. I don't care what kind of diagnosis they speak on your life. You can cast out that imagination. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care what's on hold. You can cast down that imagination and that high thing that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God and bring that thing into captivity to Jesus. And this is what I'm encouraging you. His yoke is easy, his burdens, they are light. And when we get into that place where Jesus is Lord, He said, I will strengthen you. That's Isaiah 41 and 10. He said, I'm God and I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That means God going to hold you up. Isaiah 41 and 10. He said, I'm God and I'm going to strengthen you. And I'm going to help you. And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That's what God's going to do for you tonight, saints of God. And this is the word of encouragement. I know it works. I know it works. It never fails when you receive it by faith. When God say he's going to do something, when God say I'm going to bring you into this place and your destiny going to go in this direction, when God placed that in your heart and your spirit, yeah, cloudy things going to happen and cloudy people going to come around you who going to have a bad forecast over that thing you trust in God and going to come with bad forecasts. But I'm encouraging you tonight that that forecast will not stand, that that cloud has to dissipate, that that thing has to go back and light have to come. Tell my stars going to come. Why? Because you're receiving it. You have received and accepted God's word. You have taken possession of it. I want you to take possession tonight. Take ownership. When you take possession and ownership, you through the Spirit of God, that thing is under control of God's word. It belongs to you, saints of God. And the word of God controls your destiny. And we want his word to control our, we don't want no cloudy spirit to control our destiny. That means we never know where we're going. But if God is controlling your destiny tonight, even when it's cloudy, you must see stars. That's what Joseph, he seen stars. He encouraged himself. That's what I do. I encourage myself. I don't look for nobody to encourage me. I encourage myself in the Lord. I speak the word over myself and say it is well. All things are working together for good according to the purpose of God for my life because I'm in love with him. That's what you are in love with him. He said for those that love him, all things are working together for good. According to the will of God, when you are in love with God, Joseph was in love with God. People forget to put that in there. You got to be in love with him. When you are in love, for those that love God, he said all things are working together for their good, for the purpose that he has chosen you to do in this particular dispensation. And I don't care how many clouds come. You can make those clouds move through the word of God. You can stand on the promises of God. When you stand on the promise of God, the word moved those dark clouds. That's what happened with Joseph. The promises of God, the covenant of God, moved the clouds from over Joseph's life. Every cloud had to dissipate. It had to go. And everything became illuminated because of who? Because of God and Joseph's life. You have been handpicked by God for this particular dispensation. I don't care what it looks like. There you are there. That your lives, before you was formed and before you were born, you were handpicked by God. And what God is doing is like a lump of clay is molding you and molding your character so you can be used by the hands of God, not just for yourself, but for those that are the body of Christ, that those that came in the kingdom. You are so precious to God tonight. So I'm encouraging you tonight. We're going to come in Jesus' name against every cloudy spirit that's coming against you. And we're going to come by the power of the blood and the cross. And in Jesus' name, we're going to stand according to his word, Psalm 138 and 3. In the day when I cry, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. That's Psalm 138 and 3, thanks to God. He said when you cry, you pray, he said, I answered, and I strengthened them with strength in their soul. God going to strengthen your soul tonight so you can receive everything that God has predicted over your life, because he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is the great I am. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any prayer requests.
This is Sister Alicia.
Okay.
I'd like to pray for Tracy's mother. She had surgery today. So I'd just like to pray for a speedy recovery, no complications or anything like that. And just to, you know, keep her encouraged as well.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yeah, this is Sister Stacy again. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi, I was Pastor Trinidad. I was just asking for prayer for make better decisions and more focus. Need some clarity. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, this is Sister Cece. I'd like to, basically the lady that was just before me, I want to kind of piggyback off of her prayer as well, for the same prayer, and also to pray for my friend named Gwen. She is really going through it with her homeless situation. So I want to put that at the altar.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, thanks to God. We're going before the throne room tonight. And this word is the word of encouragement. There's someone that I'm standing in proxy for, two people, three, to be three. And I'm standing in proxy for the lady in Chicago, and I'm standing in proxy for Sister Louise's sister, and I'm standing in proxy for someone that don't want their name called out today. Said I would pray for tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we come tonight, Father, and we must take ownership of what you have spoken by your word. When you give us a word, that word needs to be received tonight. And tonight, God, this is by faith. There's such a great change in our element. There's such a great change in our world. But God, this has nothing to do with your word, because you're faithful. You say you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You say, I change not. The world is swiftly changing, but your word, God, remains the same. So we're standing on the word of God. You say, angels obey the commandments of God's word. That's powerful. That's when you send a word to us. There's the angel of dispatch. And they go out by command of God to do according to what God purposed for us. We have angels fighting for us because God has sent them out on our behalf. And so, Father, we are not alone. And the enemy will have us to think that. But he's defeated because of the cross of Jesus. And we got to trust what God did on the cross through his son. And we thank you tonight, Father. That's what faith is all about. We got to trust the word of God, and we got to trust everything was completed on the cross. And because it's completed, the enemy come to frustrate the plans of God. But because we know he's a spirit that comes to frustrate, he cannot stop the plans of God. We must know this by the word of God. He comes to frustrate the plans of God. He comes to make us think it's not going to happen. He comes in that way to have us baffled on how it's going to happen, but it's already done. So I come tonight by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God would take over, that the spirit of this clay will come subject to the Holy Ghost, and that Jesus Christ will be lifted up. And I'm going to thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I come in your name thanking you for recovery for Sister Tracy Mother. Whatever the surgery was, we thank you for the spirit of recovery. We thank you, Father, that everything comes subject to the word tonight, that what's going on in her body, that her body, that everything comes subject. We look to healing virtues of Jesus to attach itself to every place, oh God. And we thank you for healing now, to come now, to go and revive her body. And with your stripes, she's healed. You sent your word to heal her and save her from destruction. We thank you for the spirit of healing, and the spirit of recovery is over her tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for Trinidad and Sister Cece. Oh, we thank you, oh Father, for their spirit, God, to be focused on you, oh God, and that the spirit of God, hallelujah, go before them in their decision-making. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. Oh, Father, let their spirit come subject to the word of God. Oh, Father, you direct. And when you direct, God, decisions fall in place. I don't care how the devil tried to go in and cause it to be a jigsaw. It falls together by the plans of God. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our paths. Direct them, O God, in their decision-making in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Father, for providing a home, a place, a dwelling for this person, O God. I pray for the homeless worldwide in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God supply the needs for the homeless in Jesus' name, that doors be open, that the heart of compassion will go into humans tonight in Jesus' name, because your word said when Jesus moved, he moved in compassion, and people was delivered, and they were healed. So I thank you for the spirit of compassion to begin to touch our nation now, that the Spirit of God will provide for the homeless tonight in Jesus' name. I pray, oh Father, that the Spirit of God will move in Chicago in that hospice situation, Father, that the spirit of healing has gone forth over this person, God. I thank you for her healing by faith. I thank you for her complete recovery by faith. I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, oh Father, for the spirit of healing to go to their convalescent home continuously, that the Spirit of God is preparing this lady, God, to come out of that place in Jesus' name. I thank you for healing is attached to her body by faith, God. I receive it for her in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for her going out into a new place, oh God, that she would no longer be in a place, oh God, a convalescent, that she will be independent in Jesus' name. I thank you for this person that, God, I said I would pray for tonight, that the Spirit of God move over their behalf, that the Spirit of God expose every spirit of abuse, that hidden spirit. I lose the Spirit of God to bring exposure to abuse tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will again now from this night, God, touch the physician that examined that person. Touch that person, hallelujah, that seen what happened, oh God, as they went through that place in the emergency room. Touch them and alert them, God, about this abuse in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the spirit of abuse to be exposed by the Holy Ghost. And God, these people waiting on this person to die, I loose your word of healing. Your word say you should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you, Father Jesus, hallelujah, that that spirit, hallelujah, preparing death for this individual, that the Spirit of God will go and bring life to them and restoration tribulation in Jesus' name. I rebuke and counsel death in Jesus' name. And I speak that the Spirit of God right now by the Holy Ghost provoke life to come forth in their bodies with somebody sitting around waiting for insurance to cash in, that this night, Satan, you've been found out by the blood of Jesus and by the cross. I send the word of God to stop the plans of Satan, and I thank you tonight, Jesus, that the spirit of life now will spoil the plans of Satan in Jesus' name, and I thank you for abundance light to go and flow over this situation in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus. You say, well, the blood of Jesus is there's life. I apply the blood of Jesus over this situation in Jesus' name, and I'm going to praise you for it. Father, I thank you. I'm praying for those who have received the word, for those, oh, Father, who know it's their time, who is being built. Their characters are being changed by the Holy Ghost. They're no longer, hallelujah, in that place where they're weak and feeble. They're no longer in that place, God, where they're giving in. They're no longer in that place, oh God, where they're not standing fast and standing firm. They're no longer in that place, oh God, where a cloud of spirit is over them. I send the word of God now to revive them, to strengthen them. According to Psalms 138, I send the word of God to strengthen them in their soul, mind, spirit, as you did for Joseph in Jesus' name. And I rebuke and I bind and I counsel in Jesus' name the spirit of failure. In the name of Jesus, every forecast, every word that's been sent out to cause them to fail, I send the word of God to dislodge those spirits, to sabotage them in Jesus' name, that the spirit of failure is under the blood of Jesus. Every spirit that's waiting for failure, I send the word of God to bring confusion over failure in Jesus' name, to stop that forecast tonight in the name of Jesus, that caused that haze, oh God, to be stopped by the blood of Jesus, to cause that fog of spirit, which is a cloud over their life, to dissipate in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will come against that blurred spirit, that spirit that's dark. And I send the word of prophecy by the word of God. I prophesied a star. I prophesied it to be illuminated over their lives in Jesus' name. They that you're building up their character for them to stand, for them to stand through whatever. And God, you are their strength as they stand in Jesus' name, because it's not just about them. It's about people that are going to come into their lives. It's about people that's going to be changed. It's about families. It's about matters. It's about reconstruction. It's a big picture, oh God, that only the Spirit of God can allow us to see. Oh, Father, our eyes are impaired. Our vision is shattered. So in the name of Jesus, these shattered vision, these impaired eyes, that the Spirit of God got to get in them in Jesus' name, so that they can see by the eyes of God. They can comprehend by the mind of Christ. And I thank you, Jesus, for that impairment now to be stopped in Jesus' name, that everything that you said over them, oh God, because they're strong, I send the word, they're strong in you in Jesus' name. I thank you for Ephesians, hallelujah, 6:11, that they have the whole armor of God over them, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil don't want them to go forth in this new place, but I loose your word, Ephesians 6:11, that the whole armor of God is on them to stand against the wiles of the devil that they want to desire to bring, hallelujah, cloud of spirit. And I loose your word over them, Philippians, hallelujah, 4:13, they can do all things through Christ which strengthen them. I send your word now to strengthen them in the name of Jesus, and I call your word, oh Father, in Jesus' name, that the angels are hearkening now with strength, God, to do your word over their life. And I thank you for it by faith, that failures in the blood is dislodged this night in Jesus' name, that your hand is heavy on that man, that woman, your hands is heavy on that person, Jesus, that you're going to do the supernatural in this hour. Needs are met, doors are open. You are God that can create a door that's not even there in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh Father Jesus, for everything that's held up, that the Spirit of God will cut every soul tie and cause the delay to be off tonight in Jesus' name. The day that are faithful to you in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will reward them in their faithfulness. I decree in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus in the cross, that the Spirit of God will go to that place where Elisha's working, that the Spirit of God will come against the gossip, hallelujah, hallelujah, rumors and all the things that, hallelujah, that the enemy is using certain people in that work site, that the Spirit of God will bring harmony, that the blood of Jesus will be over that work site, that the Spirit of God will strengthen Alicia in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for promotion for her in Jesus' name. That's what happened for Joseph. He was promoted by God because he stood the test. I decree in the name of Jesus her promotion in Jesus' name, that she stand, that she don't be caught in the web, that she pray for them, oh God, that the Spirit of God will illuminate them, oh God, and they repent of their gossip in Jesus' name. And I give you praise tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the blood to cover those that are busy through this holiday season to set up by the devil. I come against the setup that Satan has people so busy in Jesus' name. I thank you for the covering of the blood as they go in and out, as they go shopping or whatever they do through this season, oh God, that the Spirit of the blood be upon them, that Psalms 91 will cover them in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of the Lord will protect them from being robbed, from being assaulted, oh Father, in Jesus' name, that the covering of the blood will be upon them and their household in Jesus' name, that this time, oh God, that's been set up by Satan, oh God, for us to be going to and fro everywhere, running, trying, hallelujah, to do something, talking about a celebration. We need to celebrate Jesus every single day. It's celebration every day. When we wake up in the morning, it's celebration. When we walk out, hallelujah, and our eyes are open, and our limbs are moving, it's celebration. To breathe, it's celebration in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Father, for those that are sick in disease, in mental disorder, in their health, that the Spirit of healing, that the virtues of Jesus will touch those places in Jesus' name. They that are under stress and depression, that the Spirit of God, that the peace of God will take them over in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight that your peace, God, not as the world give it. You say, give it, I let not your heart be troubled. A depressed spirit is a troubled spirit. I send the word of God to release them from this troubled spirit, and that the peace of God will take them over tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for the unsaved to be drawn in. I pray for those prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God. I pray for reconciliation in families, that the Spirit of God will heal family. I pray for the unemployed, that doors be open for employment. I pray in Jesus' name for those that are single, that they wait upon the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name for those that's going through a crisis of divorce and separation, that the Spirit of God do the supernatural in their life. I send the word of healing to those been affected, oh God, in relationship, that healing go to them tonight in Jesus' name. And I pray these prayers by faith in the name of Jesus, and I call them blessed of the Holy Spirit. I call them highly favored of God in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of God to overtake every dry and drought-stricken place tonight in their life, that the spirit of lack dissipate in Jesus' name, that God supply every need, and I praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.